honor guards are carrying up the flag for Clarence Bernard Kipchard for his memorial service today. In the background are the sparkling water fountains in the great pond here. Flowers are arriving now. I'm going up to the special place where we're going to have our memorial service. The honor guard have gone up to the memorial service location carrying the American flag, representative of the veteran status of Clarence Bernard Kipchard. The naval bugle player is there, preparing to give the taps in recognition of Kip's fabulous life. We're waiting upon the funeral director to bring us to the memorial service site, which is already draped with flowers, bouquets, and other indications of love and affection from his family and friends. The honor guard is standing next to the cremation casket, and another guards are standing on the hillside with their guns ready to fire the salute of honor. This is a service of thanksgiving for the life of Clarence Bernard Kipchard, born July 11th, 1926, and he moved into his next dimension July 21st, 2002. Be still and know that I am God. Let us turn within for a moment, recognizing that all things come out of the infinite and return to the infinite, and that life is eternal. This is one of the dimensions that Kip has lived upon. Tremendously vital, tremendously responsible, loved by a community larger than will ever be able to come to his early funeral preparations. But as they hear about it throughout the world, throughout the country, all the people that Kip has touched in his life, making their lives a little better, when they hear of his passing, they will bless him on his way and say, "Bon voyage, my wonderful friend. Your being here made my life just a little richer, and I thank you so much." We've come together this day to consider the continuity of life. In this instance, the continuity of life of our beloved Clarence Bernard Kipchard. I don't know if any of us ever knew he was Bernard, but that's a lovely middle name. We are here for a joyful occasion. Kip has graduated to a higher expression of life. How magnificent that in the span he has lived, he was able to complete his growth on this plane. And that love, that joy, that harmony, we see Kip rising into the greater experience of life that lies before him now in his oneness as God. We revel with him in this great achievement of joy and harmony, and we share our praise in seeing Kip join the wonderful infinite presence of totality once again, and so it is. We can think of Kip in this experience of settling down to sleep in the evening like unto Jonathan Livingston Seagull, when the white gulls came to guide him on higher. They came in the evening then and found Jonathan gliding peacefully and alone through his beloved sky. The two gulls that appeared as wings were pure as starlight, and the glow from them was gentle and friendly in the high night air. But most lovely of all was the skill with which they flew, their wingtips moving a precise and constant inch from his own. Without a word, Jonathan put them to his test, a test that no gull had ever passed. He twisted his wings and slowed to a single mile per hour above stall. The two radiant birds slowed with him, smoothly locked in position. They knew about slow flying. He folded his wings, rolled and dropped into a dive to 190 miles per hour, and they dropped with him, streaking down in flawless formation. At last he turned that speed straight up into a long vertical slow roll, and they rolled with him, smiling. He recovered to level flight and was quiet for a time before he spoke. "Very well," he said. "Who are you?" "We're from your flock, Jonathan. We're your brothers." The words were strong and calm. "We've come to take you higher, to take you home." "Home? I have none. Flock? I have none. I'm an outcast. And we fly now at the peak of the great mountain wind. Beyond a few hundred feet, I can lift this old body no longer, no higher." "But you can, Jonathan, for you have learned. One school is finished, and the time has come for another to begin." As it had shined across him all his life, so understanding lighted that moment for Jonathan Seagull. They were right. He could fly higher, and it was time to go home. He gave one last look across the sky, across that magnificent silver land where he had learned so much. "I'm ready," he said. And Jonathan Livingston Seagull rose with the two star-bright gulls to disappear into the perfect dark sky. You would know of death, but how shall you find it unless you seek it in the heart of life? The owl whose night-bound eyes are blind unto the day cannot unveil the mystery of light. If you would indeed behold the spirit of death, open your heart wide unto the body of life. For life and death are one, even as the river and the sea are one. In the depths of your hopes and the desires lies your silent knowledge of the great beyond. And like seeds dreaming beneath the snow, your heart dreams of spring. Trust the dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity. Your fear of death is but the trembling of the shepherd when he stands before the king whose hand is to be laid upon him in honor. Is the shepherd not joyful beneath his trembling that he shall wear the mark of the king? Yet is he not more mindful of his trembling? For what is it to die but to stand naked in the wind and to melt into the sun? And what is it to cease breathing but to be free, the breath, from its restless tides, that it may rise and expand and seek God unencumbered? Only when you drink from the river of silence shall you indeed sing. And when you have reached the mountaintop, then you shall begin to climb. And when the earth shall claim your limbs, then shall you truly dance. Anyone may offer their respects and remembrances at this time. Would anyone like to begin?
Kip was a father, friend, and Freemason to me. He was one of the finest examples of what a man can and should be. He was resolute in his commitment to family, friends, and community. And though he'll be sorely missed, God has granted him his final leave. Kip, may you take your final piece and know that your mission is accomplished.
This is always a trying time as emotion talks to us, but when we can, we speak our word of love and peace. Anyone else? Want to give it a try?
I'd just like to say goodbye to Dad. And he was a very honorable, loving man.
Goodbye, Grandpa. You're an honorable man, and I respect you greatly.
Bye, Dad.
Dad, we love you.
And still do.
Kip, you've been an inspiration in life. You were a good friend and a good father for everybody. God bless your soul.
We say goodbye today, and may your soul be rested in the Lord's arms. God bless your soul.
I never thought
of Kip is just Kip. It was always May and Kip. And I know she's going to miss you. Love you, Uncle Kip.
There are not many men that have no enemies, but Kip is one of them. Love you, Kip.
Goodbye, Kip. Keep the popcorn hot. I'll be there.
Thank you. Kip, he could make you laugh. He could penetrate the deepest philosophical subjects wisely.
I'm emotional about it, too. I'm not supposed to be.
He could be the devil's advocate and challenge ideas with knowledgeable convictions on either side. He expressed business genius with May, creating a successful partnership. He knew how to be a valued employee. Working with... Isn't that something? Would you like to read it?
Sure, sir. Here?
Yes, right there.
In 1975, he and May expressed their deep awareness of spiritual values as they were on the original board of directors of God, Unlimited University of Healing with my son Mark, Carol, Ellsworth, and me. He gave faithful dedication to the Masonic Lodge for most of his life. He took his wife and children in the lodge membership and workings, and his deep sense of loyalty was recognized and respected by all who knew him. He was a personal friend of mine and encouraged and supported me in my church work, my real estate work, my publishing work, and my current work as Dean of God Unlimited University of Healing. He made the most abundant and best popcorn in town. He allowed me to assist him when he was in a bind with deadlines from customers, allowing me to use my typing skills to get his work out on time. Several times he allowed me to help him remodel his offices and clean his homes as they either prepared to move in or to sell it. He brought his beloved wife and family to my church in El Centro several times a month to support the fledgling congregation as it grew. He is a devoted husband and a staunch American.
I forgot my glasses.
You do great.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Dad had two children, John Scott Kiphart, myself, and Linda Marie. He's been involved in typesetting, printing, since he was trained as a hot metal typesetter in high school. And he's a linotype operator, worked at Marquette University in Wisconsin. He's been involved in the U.S. Army Medical Corps in the Philippines during World War II. He's been a past Grand Master of the Wheaton Freemasonic Lodge number 269 and was a 32nd degree Mason in both the Scottish Rite and the York Rite. Dad, Lord, we entrust my father, your servant, to your care. We know that you will treat him as an honored servant who's done his duty and served you well. Take my father now, Lord, and let him find peace in your arms. Amen.
No more beautiful tribute could be given than Scott has given to his father, and that his family now give to Kip as he moves into this next dimension of love, surrounded as he is in the purity and the oneness of God, and as Marie said, "No one has ever been found to be an enemy to him, but all our friend." And with this, we turn it over now to the honor guard, who will present the salute.
Ladies and gentlemen, the honor guard will be firing three volleys. For those that have a hearing aid, please turn it down because the firing is quite loud. Following that, heckle would play. For those that are veterans, please stand up and render your salute. And all others, raise your right hand through your heart.
The flag that was on the wire is now being folded in preparation to give it to the family as a memento of this service. You're going to move it over there and we follow you, right?
So please, a great service this morning. I'd like to ask each and every one of you to please come forward and pay respect to the family. And for those that haven't signed our guest book, now is the time to do so. Thank you.